On a hot, sunny day in Rome, Pope Francis greeted thousands of pilgrims and tourists from the window of the papal apartments above St. Peter's Square, who had come to hear the recitation of the Sunday Angelus. Reflecting on Sunday's Gospel, the Pope recalled some of the most incisive words that Jesus spoke.
Chi vuole salvare la propria vita la perderà, ma chi perderà la propria vita per causa mia la salverà.
Whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. The Holy Father said that this phrase is really a summary of Christ's message, which almost makes us hear his voice. Explaining the meaning of Jesus' words, Pope Francis said that the martyrs offer the best example of losing one's life for Christ. Both in the past and today, he continued, in many parts of the world, there are martyrs, both men and women, who are imprisoned or killed for the sole reason of being Christian. But the Pope also noted that there is also the daily martyrdom, which does not result in death, but is also, as he put it, a loss of life for Christ, people doing their duty with love, according to the logic of Jesus. These people, the Holy Father said, are the fathers and mothers who every day put into practice their faith by devoting their lives for the good of the family. Pope Francis also recalled the many priests, monks, nuns, who give generously their service to the kingdom of God, and the young people who give up their interests to devote their time to children, the disabled, and the elderly. The Pope then spoke of the Christians and non-Christians who lose their life for the truth, adding that those who serve the truth serve Christ.
Ci sono tante persone, cristiani e non cristiani, che perdono la propria vita per la verità.
Before reciting the Marian prayer, the Holy Father focused his attention on one great man who gave his life for the truth, John the Baptist, whose feast day is celebrated on June the 24th. He said John was chosen by God to prepare the way for Jesus. John devoted himself entirely to God and his messenger. But it was Jesus who eventually died for the cause of truth. During the Angelus, the Pope also stressed, especially to the young people present, the importance of having the courage to go against the tide of current values that do not conform to the path of Jesus. Earlier on Sunday, Pope Francis met with the Association of Saints Peter and Paul, which performs many tasks around St. Peter's, including offering support for pilgrims and assisting at papal liturgies. More importantly, the association gives time and financial assistance to various charities around Rome, including the Missionaries of Charity Apostolate at the Vatican. In a speech to association members, the Pope expressed his gratitude for the work that all the members do in the service of the Church. The Holy Father also said, "It is beautiful to be part of an association like yours, composed of men of different ages, united in the common desire to give a particular witness of Christian life, without asking for anything in return." The Pope added, "Your recompense is precisely this, the joy of serving the Lord and of doing it together." I'm Lydia O'Kane.